It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado appears to have so far avoided a post-Thanksgiving spike in COVID-19 cases. Public health officials credit the efforts of the community.
From the 7th of December on, a Thanksgiving exposure increase would have led to increased cases, and we really haven't seen it.
Dr. Eric France is the state's chief medical officer. Hospitalizations are down in Colorado. Still, a surge that started in October and continued for weeks is still claiming many lives. More Coloradans died in the first part of December than at any other time in the pandemic. Colorado's unemployment system will get a long-planned upgrade next month. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The computer systems that deliver the state's unemployment benefits are built on 1980s technology. Think glowing green text on a black screen. In January, the state plans to finally deploy a modern upgrade that should make it easier for applicants and employees. Here's Joe Barella, Labor Department Director.
We are working on technology from last century, and this will be the first time that we are able to introduce a system that's agile, that is point in time.
The years-long upgrade was supposed to finish in April, but it was delayed by the pandemic. Barella says the new system will make it simpler to implement any new federal benefits and resolve the problematic cases that have jammed the state's unemployment call centers. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Thousands of students in Colorado have limited or no internet access while their classrooms go remote because of the pandemic. To help them, Comcast is providing internet at 20 sites along the Front Range by the end of the year. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
The Wi-Fi areas called Lift Zones will give internet access to thousands of students. The Wi-Fi will be enabled in parks and recreation centers, as well as boys and girls clubs. The sites will be in Aurora, Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo. The sites are expected to stay open for 3 years. The telecommunications giant also announced $150,000 worth of grants and resources to provide laptops and internet safety courses for students. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Metro Denver and the Front Range have cloudy skies today, with temperatures getting colder tomorrow and a chance for snow on Friday. Western Colorado can expect snow tonight and tomorrow and highs in the 30s around Grand Junction. This is CPR News.